Well, in this interview, I am speaking with Mike Calicrate with Noble Enterprises. And Mike, you're an exhibitor at the World Dairy Expo and a sponsor for World Dairy Diary. Thank you very much. And I think, first of all, it might be good for our listeners to learn a little bit more about Noble Enterprises and the products that you offer and will be exhibiting at World Dairy Expo. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about the company.
Well, Chuck, Noble Enterprises manufactures the Calicrate Bander, or some know it as the Calicrate Smart Bander, in St. Francis, Kansas. It's mainly been a castration device. It's a non-surgical, chemical-free, bloodless castration device that has allowed us to delay castration. So we develop a lot more growth in our animals naturally without hormones and implants by the use of their natural testosterone. Then we band those animals at a later date, around 750 pounds or so, and end up with some very nice extra growth, nice muscle development, and frame size. Then we go ahead and finish those animals out, typically hormone-free. The other thing that has been used is for tail docking and horn removal. Basically, the Calicrate Bander is a ligation device that shuts off the blood supply. It's essentially very, very low pain method and very low stress method of removing body parts like the tail, the horns, and the testicles. Particularly with dairy, it has a very nice application with tail removal. From a cleanliness standpoint, in the dairy barn and parlor, they are interested in getting rid of the contamination that comes with the switch on a tail and the dirt and so forth that accumulates in that tail getting in the milk. And so by removing that switch and making that tail whatever length the dairy may prefer, he can do that with a Calicrate Bander, and he can do it in a bloodless, chemical-free, essentially painless method with the Calicrate Bander.
Can you give us a little bit of history about how the company has gotten to the point that it is with this product? And anything you might want to say about Noble Enterprises, especially as it relates to the product?
In 1991, I invented the Calicrate Bander because there just wasn't a good method existing in the industry. There was ligation, like the small elastrator rings that are applied to calves, and there was some other choices out there, ligation choices. But I really thought the ligation method, where you completely shut off a blood supply and just let the body part dry up and fall off, made a lot of sense. But there just wasn't anything out there that suited me. So I invented the Calicrate Bander with the winding device and a clip that holds that strong rubber material in place very securely, and it really took off. It was easy to use, it worked every time, and was very, very low stress to the animal. So it really accomplished everything that I hoped it would. Then as we evolved, we found that it was important to know exactly when the precise, correct amount of tension was applied. We found that if you made it too tight, it took the memory out of the rubber. If it wasn't tight enough, it was allowing blood flow. Both of those things were bad. When the memory was gone from the rubber because it was pulled too tight, you would see a lack of ligation and return to blood flow. So it was important to us to know exactly what the optimum tightness was on the rubber. So we invented the Calicrate Smart Bander, which is a tension sensing device that tells you when it is tight enough. So that shot our sales up higher, increased our usage, our success rates improved. And so it's sort of evolved along to better materials, better designs. We are now coming out with a loop with a D-clip on it so that you can only put it in the nose of the bander one way. We prefer that when the loop is placed in the nose of the bander, that the seam be on the top. And there's a seam in the clip for a reason. You get a better crimp if there's a seam and not a solid clip. But we want the seam to be up. And so now it's a D-clip so that you have no choice but to insert it correctly. That and just spreading the word about the benefits of delayed castration has really been a good thing for the industry to be able to produce more of these cattle without hormones, which, you know, consumers given a choice, if they can buy hormone-free beef, that is what they want. That's what they want to buy, and they're willing to pay a premium for it. So this is a real benefit to the industry to help keep our animals hormone-free and not give up the increased growth rate that testosterone gives us naturally. And then when we started hearing about some of our customers using it for horn and tail removal, we started putting some information out there to the industry about the proper use of the bander for tail docking and horn removal, and we've seen a lot of success in that. We're all about low-stress, humane practices, and practices that improve the income of the producer. Very, very focused on that.
Your success is certainly a testimonial to what you've found through your research and are offering the industry. I know that you've got to have had lots of success stories, and when you come to this World Dairy Expo, it's an international show. We have people from other countries. Have you had any experience working with customers that are even outside of the United States, and what kind of feedback or testimonial type information have you received from your customers?
Well, we are in Canada. We're south of the border. We're in Ireland, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and other countries on some basis. In fact, the Calicrate banner has become the leading non-surgical method of castration. We hear from all around the country and around the world that this is a very easy system to apply. In fact, a veterinarian from Enid, Oklahoma, once said that in his practice, he always thought he had to do the castration because they were doing it surgically. And of course, he showed the wear and tear of being a veterinarian for all the years that he was. And he says, you know, now I can take this bander, the Calicrate bander, and I can show somebody in 4 minutes how to use it. And he said, I can stand up straight and watch them. And so it's very easy to use. It's easy on the operator. It's easy on the animal. All you've got to have is a squeeze chute to be able to, or just any way of capturing the animal and holding them to be able to apply it. It's not painful in the application. The animals don't fight. But we hear from people all around the world that this has given them the extra weight gain they've expected from it and found essentially just very, very few complications. Most of those complications would be a result of not properly vaccinating, maybe not properly applying the product. In the operations that are using our bander, we see essentially no complications in its use.
Is there anything else about No Bull Enterprises that you might want the visitors to World Dairy Diary to know about at this point?
No Bull Enterprises has been an important business in the cattle industry from the standpoint that it has really financed our whole effort to try to help the farm and ranch, the independent family farm and ranch operator, any way that we can help increase income at their farm and ranch gate, including fighting for open and fair markets and competition in our industry. No Bull has invested very, very heavily in those efforts to try to increase income at the farm and ranch gates. That's what we're all about, is the success of those people that are working the land, and we're so appreciative of the work that they do.
Thank you very much. That's Mike Calicrate with No Bull Enterprises, the home and source for the Calicrate Bander, and we'll be seeing him at World Dairy Expo. And with this report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.